It's not Donald Trump's first meeting with Vladimir Putin, but their Monday meeting in Helsinki will be the first official summit between the two men. It comes just days after Trump lashed out at NATO leaders over what he considers their inadequate defense spending.
It's no mistake that Trump and Putin chose to have their summit here in Finland, away from NATO turf and all of the U.S.-Russia tensions that come with it.
Finland's geographic location puts it in a tricky spot. It shares a long border with Russia. Its president supports pragmatic relations with Moscow. In recent decades, Finland has moved closer to the West and even to NATO. But it isn't a member of the Western Security Alliance.
The fact that Finland is not a member of NATO today, I think that also makes it possible to be in a way not neutral ground, but being a ground not being at the focus of the tensions between NATO and Russia.
Helsinki has hosted sensitive U.S.-Russia summits before. It's where U.S. President Gerald Ford and Soviet leader Leonid Brezhnev signed the Helsinki Accords in 1975, lowering Cold War tensions. Finland is happy to once again play the role of mediator and be in the international spotlight, says Helsinki's mayor.
I mean, cities are competing for Olympic Games or World Cups or Eurovision Song Contests or whatsoever concerts or congresses, but few of them gain that much attention than a top meeting between Presidents Trump and Putin.
Many Finns are also taking notice. Major protests are expected both in the lead up to and on the day of the summit. Bill Gallo, DOA News, Helsinki.